All right. Let's get this party started. Get the duckies lined up. Get them on the train leaving the station. I'm in a good mood today. I'm also awake, unlike the previous podcast you heard where I was running on sleep deprivation. By the way, I didn't get up at 3:30 in the morning to play Star Wars. I got up at 3:30 in the morning yesterday because I woke up at 3:30 in the morning and I could just tell I wasn't going back to sleep. I mean, my alarm was going to go off at 0400 anyhow, so I mean, how much difference does that 30 minutes make? But anyhow, so I was very sleep deprived in the previous episode. And it was still fairly brilliant. Fairly brilliant. You can scream and shout with all your might. It was not brilliantly brilliant, but it was fairly brilliant. Dig in your heels and hold on tight. It was not as brilliant as my musical masterpiece, 6 Feet from Christmas. Which is selling for money. There we go. I was trying to think of something funny. I had nothing. Had nothing at all. But what else is new? You're a great one. You know, usually don't have anything anyway. Hey, you're the fuckers who keep coming back here and listening. I don't want to hear about it. Good morning and welcome to day 277 of 15 days to flatten the curve. Looking at the headlines, I saw now that there's a new version of the Wuhan virus. I predicted this. Yes, there's going to be a new version of the Wuhan virus every year. You're going to have to get a vaccine every year. You're going to need booster. Yes, we're going to have a shutdown. Guy, once again, this is not going to be a Wuhan episode because, God, I have so much Wuhan stuff. I got to do more episodes of Superstition Podcast. But I'm just letting you know. Wherever you are right now, this is what's going to happen to you every single fucking December. Like here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, this is why I'm leaving, right? Because we're back in panic mode and oh my God, and you're safer at home and you're level red and personal gatherings are illegal. This last Tuesday, we didn't do it. But Tuesday before that, you know, when I got together with my friends at Bob's house for a drink, it's like, He put out masks by everyone's chair so that just in case someone showed up, we could put on a mask. You know, because what we were doing was technically, I don't know if it's illegal. I mean, okay, so the governor, our homosexual faggot fucking kike governor, says that, you know, you're not allowed to have personal gatherings. I mean, I don't know what the enforcement level on that is. I mean, do you get arrested and put into a jail cell? Do you get a fine? Do you get a stern look? You know, I don't know. I honestly don't give a fuck. I'm just leaving. So whatever you're experiencing right now, wherever you are, this is going to be December for the rest of your life, as long as you live in that one place. So anyhow, let's not talk about Wuhan, because in the 12th month of lockdown, the state gave to me a decline to enjoy. Crashing GDP, untested vaccine, more suicides, social isolation, fake death statistics, restrictions on assembly, money printer go burr, stay at home mandates, rising rates of depression, unemployment payments, and 15 days to flatten the curve. Yes, that's a little sneak peek from the album that you too could purchase and own and listen to and fill your hearts with the joy of the Christmas season as you stay at home isolated from your friends and family because, oh my God, if you go outside, even if you're wearing a magic muzzle, you might get the Wuhan and die. Thank God the pharmaceutical corporations have showed up with their extensively tested and totally safe vaccines for a virus that no one even knew existed until March of this year. Totally safe. Totally safe. We're not going to talk about Wuhan, but let's talk about Wuhan a little bit more because I want to throw this out while I'm thinking about it. I saw, and you probably saw, the first person to get the Wuhan vaccine was some 90-year-old broad in England. And this goes back to, I talked about the CSU Collegian, the newspaper of the college here, had the advertisements in there where it says, like, you know, 97% of CSU students wear masks to help prevent the Wuhan or whatever, right? And at that time, I said, how is that? Like, why does anyone care? Like, why is this number being presented? And now I realize, I don't have it in here. Hang on, give me 1 second. I'll be right back. I am, of course, well prepared for the podcast. I have returned. Did you miss me? Nah, you're like, no, that silence was golden. Are you kidding? Great one. That last 3 seconds was the best part of the whole podcast. Are you insane? Okay. Why are you getting this? I mean, we know it's propaganda, but okay, here, why is it working? Why are you being presented? Because you're being presented with this information. Okay, let's jump back. Jack Spierko, I told you he's talked about how advertising is done at a sixth grade level. Okay, why do multi-billion dollar international corporations spend billions of dollars to advertise to people with advertising that is on a sixth grade level? The answer is because it fucking works, okay? It works. That's why. So the media is showing you this 90-year-old woman got the vaccine. You know, and the media is telling you 97% of students wear a mask. I mean, why are they telling you these things? Well, they're telling you these things because they work. On the Other People's Podcast, not that long ago, I did an episode from the, what the fuck is it called? Because it's the only episode of this podcast I've ever listened to. Men-Improvement Podcast. With Robert, and I'm going to totally fuck his last name up because I have no idea how to pronounce this correctly. It's spelled Charlie India Alpha Lima Delta India November India. Robert B. Caladoni, whatever. And he wrote this book called Influence, The Psychology of Persuasion. He's written a couple other books, too. I have the book right now in my hand because I got it from the library and started reading it and just flipping through and reading random pages. And it's one of those books that's so fucking good, I instantly said, I just need to buy this and own it because this is a book that I'm going to want to take my time reading and I'm going to want to reference. It's about influencing people. And he talks in here, and he talks about this on this podcast. So if you didn't listen to that episode of the podcast, if you typically skip the Other People's Podcast for whatever reason, I really recommend that you listen to this episode because he explains a lot about how advertising and manipulation and influencing and all this stuff works. So he talks about how in hotels, they put up the little signs, you know, save the earth, reuse your towels, so we're not destroying the planet by washing them, right? And he acknowledges, and we all know, everyone listens knows, that they're doing that to save money, because the less towels and the less sheets they have to wash, the less water and electricity and man hours they use, right? It has nothing to do with the environment. It has to do with the hotel saving money. And I'm not opposed to the hotel saving money. I mean, I don't have a problem using a towel more than once. When I'm in a hotel, I just use the stuff more than once because I don't like housekeeping coming off in my fucking room. If I'm there for an extended period, I'll go like 2 or 3 days and then I'll let housekeeping come in. So, all right, so I mean, but we all get it. And there's nothing evil about wanting to save money if you have a hotel. The evil part is when you're lying. To me, the evil part is when you're lying and you're telling me that you don't want to wash my towel because you're trying to save the environment. Because now I don't know if you're stupid and you believe that, or if you think I'm stupid and I'm going to believe that. Just, and see, I understand. And this is the thing. What I'm about to say, this only works for a small select group of people. Probably me and most of the people who listen to this podcast. Because the normies, the 99%, if the hotel just came up and said, hey, you know what? The less of your laundry we have to wash, the less times we have to wash your sheets and your towels, that's the more money we save. That's the more profit we make. And the more profit we make, then the better for us, which means we'll be here as a hotel. We can afford to upgrade. We can give you lower rates, all this other stuff. We need to make a profit to stay in business. We need to stay in business so you have a place to sleep. That's how a fucking business works. Right? They could say that to people like you and me, and we would be completely on board. But you can't say that to the fucking normies, because the fucking normies have been convinced that capitalism is bad at the same time they're lining up to get their vaccine from a multi-billion dollar international corporation that makes a huge fucking profit selling drugs to people who are unhealthy for things. We'll talk about that coming up. All right. So Robert's saying that they did all these experiments, like with hotels. And by like with hotels, I mean with hotels. They did the experiments where they put up the sign. It says, you know, save the earth, reuse your towels. Okay, and there is some percentage of people that would reuse their towels. Then they drilled it down and they put a sign in each room that said something to the effect of, you know, 87% of the people who stayed in this hotel room reused their towels for 2 days, or however it was phrased, okay? So they changed the wording on the card. That's the only change they made. And then they looked at what was the rate of, you know, what percentage of people in each room reused their towels multiple times. I'm not explaining it very well. Go listen to the podcast. He has the details because he was in on this. But the point is, when the sign was changed from saying, you know, please reuse your towels, to 87% of the people in this room reused their towels, the percentage of people staying in the room who had reused their towels went up significantly. And I don't know how well I can explain this, but I'll take a shot at it. Because what this is doing, this is taking, so you want to influence, you want to manipulate, you want to get someone else to do what you want them to do. You present them with a case where other people in similar circumstances have done what you want them to do. And people, by the nature of what people are more inclined to be manipulated by that and to comply with it. So when you just put up a sign and says, please reuse your towels to save the earth, well, meh. But when you make it more personal and specific and you say 87% of the people who stayed in this hotel room reused their towels at least twice, that works much better. So that's why you're seeing that. Now I realize that's why I'm seeing 97% of students at CSU wear a muzzle. Because that's to manipulate people. That's why you see 90-year-old woman gets a vaccine, right? It's not getting the vaccine is good or you should get the vaccine, something nebulous. They drill it down to this specific thing. This 90-year-old woman got the vaccine because that is more likely to emotionally manipulate people into getting the vaccine. And I say this unto you because, number one, I'm just thinking about it at the moment. Number two, you should get this book, Influence, The Psychology of Persuasion, by Robert, whose last name I can't pronounce, PhD. He has a college diploma. He must be smart. We all know that college education is the same as intelligence. And also, just understand, this is the manipulation. So that when you see this happening, when you see this coming at you, when some dipshit comes at you, well, you know, most of the people in our neighborhood recycle. Go fuck yourself. I mean, I don't give a shit what most people do. And I think probably most of the people who listen to this podcast are in the same fucking boat. You're the kind of person, you don't give a shit what other people do. But understand, that's how the manipulation works. You show the normies what other people are doing, and normies, because they're normies, want to do what other people do. They want to conform with whatever other people are doing. All right. Where are we at this podcast? I got notes. I got shit. I got all kinds of shit here. I don't need this. So I'm in a good mood this morning, as you can probably tell. Slept good last night, sort of. Woke up at fucking 1 o'clock in the morning. Fell back to sleep. Had a bunch of weird-ass fucking dreams, which I'm not going to tell you about because they're not... They're weird. They're not interesting. There's a difference between weird and interesting. Which are weird-ass dreams. The alarms went off this morning. I fucking snoozed through the alarms. And I had that thing going on. You ever have that where you like you wake up and you're awake for a couple of minutes or whatever. You fall back asleep and you go back into the dream. And then you wake up and you're awake a couple of minutes and you fall back asleep and you go back into the dream and it picks up where it left off. And I went through that cycle probably about 6, 7, 8 times. Finally drug my ass out of bed at, was it 6:30 or 6? I think it was 6. I think it was 0600. So yeah, after being sleep deprived yesterday, I needed a little bit of extra rest. Got up, did my usual morning shit, did my stretches and everything, and did my Wim Hof method breathing exercises. Did a little bit of work there on the computer. Went and lifted weights. Feeling good, feeling pumped after that. And I came back, I had to feed the spider, as you know, or may not know. I think I've talked about this. I have the spider, lives in my bathroom, down under the cabinet there. You ever see them horror movies? Or those, they're maybe not so much recent horror movies made like this, but back in the olden days, the horror movies, right? They'd go to the jungle somewhere and there'd be the natives there and the natives would have the giant spider god that they had to sacrifice people to appease the spider god so it wouldn't eat them. And of course, the explorers would always, they'd get captured and they'd have to fight the spider god. Of course, they'd end up killing it. That's kind of how I feel. It's like I have this spider god that lives in my bathroom. I have to appease the spider god by feeding it on a regular basis. So I'm outside here. It's like 40 degrees and sunny, but man, God, it felt good out in the sun. I have not interacted with normies in, I don't know, 5, 6 days. Like I have almost not even gone outside. I haven't had to go to the grocery store. I haven't done shit. I have everything. My goal for December was to spend no money unless it's absolutely necessary. And by that, it means, you know, I got bills that roll in, like my American Express and my credit card. I bought shit last month, and when my bills show in, I pay them off on full, right? So I'm paying off on full, but to spend no new money unless it's food or fuel, which I haven't need fuel because I haven't gone anywhere, unless it's something critical. And so far, it's going great. I spent $0. This month, I got shit tons of food. I got so much food. I got the internet, internet to yell at. I got Star Wars: The Old Republic, which we are not going to play today because I got it out of my system yesterday after that 5-hour session. That was fun, but I'm good to go for a while now. Thank God. Get some productive. So anyhow, yesterday I was, then last night I went to bed at 20-30 hours. And that was after watching a movie for a little bit. We won't talk about movies because I'm talking about movies in another podcast. But man, I went to bed early because I was just wasted and worthless, more so than normal. So I slept relatively good last night, lifted my weights, fed my spider. Here we are podcasting. So I'm just getting ready to do the podcast, and I got some notes here about some things I'm going to talk about that tie back into the previous episode about cucking and opportunities. What else is on the list? Cucking, opportunities, pride. We're going to talk about pride. An email rolls in, and it is my vitamin D testing. All right, so for an episode where we're not going to talk about Wuhan, we're going to talk about Wuhan an awful lot. Isn't it fascinating, speaking of normies and how stupid they are, how easy to manipulate they are, it's fascinating to me that the normies have been persuaded. Okay, where do I start this off? There are some people out there who have said, you know, if you don't want to get the Wuhan virus, you should take vitamin D, because having sufficient levels of vitamin D in your body will help you fight off viruses. The normies actually believe this is a right-wing wacko conspiracy theory. Now, what no one is saying that if you take vitamin D, it will cure or prevent you from getting a virus. That's not what's being said. It's not like a magic vaccine. That you're going to go get the vaccine and then you can't get Wuhan, but everybody's got to get the vaccine, or you could still get Wuhan. And even after you have the vaccine, you still have to wear a muzzle to protect you from Wuhan, even though you've had a vaccine which is going to protect you from Wuhan, except the vaccine actually isn't going to protect you from Wuhan unless every person on the planet Earth, literally Hitler, every person on the planet Earth has to get the vaccine, or the vaccine doesn't work. But the vaccine will protect you, but you still have to wear a muzzle even though you've been vaccinated. Okay, that makes complete sense to normies. Why? Well, because that's what they were told by the corporations. Why did the corporations tell the normies this? Because the corporations make money on the vaccine and the corporations are selling muzzles. And the corporations are performing tests for Wuhan. Okay, if you think Wuhan virus, and it certainly Wuhan, the Wuhan hoax is definitely about control, okay? It's absolutely about controlling your life. But more than controlling your life, the Wuhan hoax is about making money. The corporations now see that this is a giant fucking dearth of money falling from the sky. People will line up to buy muzzles and to get the Wuhan test and to get the vaccine. And the corporations are not producing any of this stuff for free. This is like money falling out of the sky. My God, buy stocks in fucking pharmaceutical corporations, because people aren't going to get any smarter. So no one is saying if you take a vitamin D capsule, it's going to prevent you from getting Wuhan. What is being said is that having sufficient, now what is sufficient, we'll get to that in a minute, just bear with me. But having a sufficient, a normal, a biologically healthy level of vitamin D in your body will help you fight off viruses. Once again, I have to remind the stupid people, I know not you listening to this podcast, humans existed for millions of years. Viruses existed before that. Humans and viruses have coexisted for millions of years. Humans have survived. And there were no pharmaceutical corporations to give them vaccinations that only work if you wear a muzzle. I mean, the human body can resist viruses because healthy, and now we start getting into qualifiers, healthy humans have a thing called an immune system. The modern American who doesn't lift weights, doesn't do yoga, doesn't stretch, doesn't exercise, doesn't go outside in the sunlight, doesn't eat meat, vegetables, nuts, fruits, those people do not have immune systems. And our entire system is geared towards keeping those people alive. And it is geared towards keeping those people alive because, number one, those are the people who are stupid enough to vote. And because, number two, those are the people that the pharmaceutical corporations are making a goddamn fortune of, medicating them and vaccinating them from cradle to grave. You and I, non-stupid people, see, we don't benefit the corporations. We don't benefit the state, right? We don't vote. We don't go to Walmart every fucking week. Mm. I read through some emails from my mother this morning and wrote her back because she sends me an email like at least every other day with all these updates on her fascinating life. But anyhow, I mean, the woman is terrified of Wuhan, but she still goes to Walmart every fucking week, sometimes two times a week. Right, so she's terrified of Wuhan, but once again, not terrified enough to stop going to Walmart. Yet all of these people are terrified of Wuhan, not terrified enough to lose weight. Not terrified enough to take some fucking vitamins. Not terrified enough to eat some meat and some vegetables instead of fucking pizza and Doritos. They're terrified enough to force you to wear a muzzle, but they're not terrified enough to stop being fat. Now, if we could get some muzzles that you put on people and you locked it so they couldn't shove food in their face, I'd be okay with that. So Jack Spierko, who we talked about yesterday. And by the way, I called him a cuck and all this other stuff just in case. I still recommend you listen to Jack Spierko's podcast. If I remember, I'm going to put in the show notes today the link for the podcast of his I listened to while I was lifting weights this morning. It's filled with great stuff. The whole thing is just filled with good information, incredible insights. It's a great podcast. It really fucking is. His one flaw is that, and depending on whether or not we get to it at the rate I'm going, talking about other shit, is that he's a fucking cuck. And this whole thing with us white people, that our highest virtue is worshiping black people. Right? I mean, him and this fucking fat woman going on about how they're not going to go in a restaurant if the restaurant doesn't allow black people in it. I mean, really, that's your criteria for going to a restaurant, is it has to allow black people. I mean, that's some serious fucking virtue signaling. My criteria for choosing a restaurant is, number one, am I hungry? Number two, do I have money? Number three, is the restaurant in a convenient location to where I'm at? Number four, does it look like I can afford the prices at the restaurant? Number five, does the food look enticing? Number six, do I have time to go to a restaurant? Number seven, do I see any cute waitresses or hostesses? Then number eight, am I just in the... Yeah, and whether or not the restaurant lets black people come in is nowhere on there. But to sit here and have to announce on your podcast that you would never go to a restaurant that doesn't allow black people. I mean, how did sucking up to black people become the highest virtue attainable for white people? Like, how is it that black people are the center of our existence? Why? Why are black people so goddamn important that everything revolves around them? And at the same time, I got to hear about how fucking oppressed they are. I mean, they are literally worshipped by a solid 60% of the white population of the United States. Literally, Hitler regards black people as their fucking gods. And I got to hear how fucking oppressed you are. Despite Jack Spierko being a fucking cuck, pretty much everything else about his podcast, it really is. I'm not fucking, especially now that Adam Piggott doesn't podcast anymore, which is sad. I miss Adam Piggott's podcast. I mean, Jack Spierko's podcast is kind of my go-to thing right now. It's what I've been binging on for, God, the last month or so. I'm behind on everybody else. I got some Frank Servi to listen to. I got some goddamn bacon to listen to. I need to listen to Cappy. Cappy, hey, guys, so here's the Clary podcast. Spend less money than you make. Girls are poopy heads. And, oh, yeah, people from Minnesota are dumbasses. There you go. You don't have to listen to it ever again. All right, let me get back to vitamins. So we are at a point where these same stupid people that think the highest virtue they can achieve in their life is worshiping black people just because they're black, right? You're worshiping not because of something they've achieved or something they've done. You're worshiping black people because they're black, right? Your criteria for going into a restaurant is the restaurant has to allow people into it based on the color of their skin. So the stupid people think that the concept of taking vitamins, and it's not, again, it's not the taking of the vitamin. Maybe some stupid people need to have this explained to them because they're stupid. It's not the taking of the vitamin D that prevents you from getting the Wuhan, right? As opposed to the taking of the vaccine, which prevents you from getting the Wuhan so long as you keep wearing a muzzle, okay? See, that's magic. That's magic. I'm going to get the vaccine and the Wuhan magically goes away. That's magic. No one is saying if you take a capsule of vitamin D, the Wuhan magically goes away. What is actually being said that you may not be smart enough to understand if you're a normie, that's I'm genuinely going to explain this to you. There's a lot of sarcasm here, but you deserve it because you're a fucking idiot. By the way, my regular listeners, go ahead, find someone who thinks vitamin D is a conspiracy and fucking play this for them. And when it's done, take a 2x4 and just fucking knock the shit out of them for me. It's not the taking of the vitamin D that's magic. It's having the vitamin D in your body, in your blood, in your metabolism, where it can be used by your body to do the things your body needs to do with it in order to keep you healthy, which includes things such as a functioning immune system, which then repels things such as the Wuhan virus. So it's not, and see, and I understand why people see it this way, because again, back normies have been told by the pharmaceutical corporations that the solution to all their problems is you take a pill. You take the pill solves the problem. It's not a, God, I hate to use this word, it's not a holistic approach. Because once again, the left and the libtards and the dope-smoking fucking hippies have destroyed the word holistic, right? Holistic, it means a system in which everything, I don't know the formal definition of holistic, so I'm winging this one, right? But it's this in which everything has a place, everything ties together, and by keeping each of the individual components healthy, you have an overall healthy system. And our society has been completely steered away from that by the corporations, which make money off of you being sick, where we now think that holistic means healing crystals and chakras, and that being healthy doesn't mean eating nutritiously and exercising and taking vitamins and supplements if you think you need them, because, for example, vitamin D, sunlight, you don't get a lot of sunlight, you should take vitamin D supplements, right? See, that's wacko. That's wacko conspiracy theory. The idea that your body needs vitamin D to function. And I mean, how could your body possibly not get enough vitamin D when you live on a diet of pizza and Doritos and you're stuck indoors because of a Wuhan lockdown? So anyway, Jack Spierko, coming back to Jack Spierko again, because this is all I've listened to for the last month, pretty much. And this is why you should listen to him. He's got some brilliant stuff on the Wuhan, and he's keeping up like on the cures, the hydroxy, however the fuck you say it. I mean, the guy knows all kinds of shit about that. As he points, he was in the military. He took the stuff. When people, it's only safe under a doctor's supervision. As he has pointed out multiple times, in the military, that's what you take to prevent malaria. The fucking veteran VA hospital gives the shit out like candy. It's perfectly safe. You just have to use the right fucking doses. And among the things he's talked about is vitamin D. And he recommended some books, all of which I have read about vitamin D, the one I got in front of me. And if you're interested in delving into this, now this is where I'm supposed to say that I'm not a doctor and I can't give medical advice because, of course, that's what idiots with podcasts do. Well, I can't talk about this because, you know, the FCC or the DEH or the whatever. And so my freedom, right? I can't talk about something on my podcast because the government might put me in a cage if I talk about this, but I have freedom of speech because my freedom and I ain't no slave. Well, I'm not giving you any disclaimers because you're not stupid. Now, if you're one of the normies and somebody's given you this podcast and told you to listen to this because you're a fucking idiot, okay, you're stupid. Now, I'm not a faggot. I don't do fucking disclaimers. I'm about to give medical advice. Suck a great big fucking dick. You, what? You want to call the, you want to fucking call the fucking, what, the FDA and report me? Go for it. Fucking moron. God, I hate that shit. I hate my freedom. Well, I can't talk about that on my podcast because, well, it's illegal for me to talk about that. Oh, my freedom. Oh, my freedom. My freedom. So this book is called The Optimal Dose, Restore Your Health with the Power of Vitamin D3. It's written by Judson Somerville, MD. And he goes through, he talks about his case, blah, blah, blah. Okay, blah, blah, blah. A lot of stuff about vitamin D. Let's get to the fucking takeaway. Let me find the takeaway, because I'm well prepared. Actually, I have my notes right here. We want to go to page 69. Interestingly enough, the takeaway is on page 69. So according to, let me see if I can find real quick what the government, what must state, the state and the corporations tell you. Boy, we're not going to talk about fucking Wuhan today. None of this is what I was intending to talk about. This is great. But like I say, this is because my test results wrote in. All right, here we go. This is, and I wanted to find, what is the recommended government? Found it. Okay. So here's what the must state. Here's the state. This is what they tell you, is that your normal range of vitamin D in your blood should be between 30 and 100 nanograms per milliliter. And here are the doses. Here's what they say you should take on a daily basis. If you're a male, which are the only, with females don't matter, so we'll just go with male. If you're a man and you are between the ages of 14 and 70, says you're supposed to take 600 IUs, that's 15 milligrams, a day. Well, what he found is that 15 milligrams a day doesn't do jack shit. And what he found was that people within what the government was calling the normal range, 30 to 100 nanograms per milliliter, were sick with a lot of shit. And so he upped his and a whole shit ton of his patients. He upped their vitamin D, and it's not a miracle, but many of their problems went away. And if you read these three books, if I remember, I'll put the names of all three books in the show notes. If you read these books, you will read all about, and see, here's the thing. We have this danger, and this is where the normies come out, and I see where they're coming from, right? Like, one of the books uses the word, I think, which one is it? Hyda, there it is. Oh, hang on. Here's the other one. It's called How Not to Die with True High-Dose Vitamin D Therapy. And it's written by a guy named Tiago Hendriques, I think. He is He is from, I think he's from Taiwan or something. Anyhow, you know, we run the danger of this sounding like, and this being peddled like some kind of miracle cure. Right? It's not a miracle cure. So when the normies see this sort of stuff, you know, titles like How Not to Die with True High Dose Vitamin D Therapy. I mean, it sounds very spammy. It does. And The Optimal Dose is a good book to start with because it's not spammy. It's much more scientific. And even then, hold on one second. Let me pick the book back up because I just tossed it across the room. So the How Not to Die with True blah, blah, blah. This is a 330-page book, and it's got 374 references to scientific papers. Okay, so this is actual science. Science! Oh, my science! Hey, guys, did you know we're starting to slide into global cooling now? Did you know that? Have you seen those headlines? Global cooling. See, the government's going to make the environment cooler to save us from global warming because at the same time that all this is happening, we just happen to be cooling. Anyway, you'll see those headlines. Keep an eye out for that. Start looking for global cooling. So Dr. Somerville, here's what he writes. Let me read this. We're off to a great start. With Dr. Gominkin's recommendations serving as further validation, I increased the doses to a recommended loading dose of 20,000 IUs. Okay, see, I said it in... I hate when vitamin shit bounces between IUs and milligrams because it's really fucking annoying. Just so you know, an IU, that's a, not a, what fuck, an international unit. But the important thing to know is that an IU doesn't mean a fucking thing. It's completely subjective. By that, I mean one IU of vitamin D is not the same thing as one IU of vitamin K. You know, like a meter is a meter all the time and a foot is a foot all the time. But IUs for different vitamins are completely unrelated to each. It just makes no fucking sense at all. None. So I've learned to think in milligrams. So the normal dose, according to the government, that we can trust, because this is based on testing that was done by the pharmaceutical corporations, and he goes through the history of why the recommendations on vitamin D are what they are. The recommended dose is 600 IUs a day. Okay, so he has increased the dosage to 20,000 IUs a day. Okay, I increased the doses to a recommended loading dose of 20,000 IU per day. It was only when patients took 20,000 IUs per day that they reported a noticeable positive effect, better sleep, and overall better feeling. However, when these patients dropped down to Dr. Gominka's recommended stable dosing of 10,000 IUs per day, without exception, they reported return to sleep difficulties and loss of that state of good feeling. I continued to experiment and soon increased my personal dose to 30,000 IUs per day. That is 750 milligrams. As opposed to the government / pharmaceutical corporation recommendation of 15 milligrams. After a year or so, with no ill effects and many noticeable improvements, I recommended to all my patients under my care that they also take 30,000 IU per day of vitamin D. All my future patients started doing this dose, and it has been working great. Initially, I was testing patients' blood levels with the aim of maintaining their vitamin D blood levels between 80 and 120 nanograms per milliliter. However, over the years, I've come to the conclusion that with optimal vitamin D dosing at 30,000 IUs per day, the optimal level of vitamin D in the blood should be between 100 and 140 nanograms per milliliter. With this conclusion, I am now calling 30,000 IUs per day of vitamin D the optimal daily administration, and 100 to 140 nanograms per milliliter of vitamin D in the blood the clinical optimal blood level. Now, if you go and do your research, and once again, Jack Spearco has talked about this extensively and done a lot of the research for us. If you go do some research, you know, this goes in the category of things we don't ever want to talk about, right? Whenever there's a school shooting, what questions do we not want to ask? Well, we don't want to ask, you know, did the kid have a disability? Was the kid on medication? Did the kid come from a single mother household, right? We never want to talk about those things. With the Wuhan, every time someone supposedly dies of the Wuhan, there's these things we don't want to talk about in this episode where we're not going to talk about Wuhan. We don't want to ask these questions. Was the person fat? Was the person diabetic? Did the person exercise on a regular basis? What was the person's vitamin D levels? Because it has been shown, and once again, go looking for the research, buy these, but whatever, it has been shown for years and years and years and years and years, way before Wuhan ever existed, vitamin D deficiencies lead to a weaker immune system, and lead to your body being more easily invaded by viruses. Healthy vitamin D levels make people more resistant to viral infections. Not just Wuhan, viral infections, period, end of discussion, because you have a healthier immune system. You can get a vaccine for every fucking virus in existence, or you could just have a healthy immune system, which makes you less susceptible, not impervious, less susceptible to every virus in existence. But the pharmaceutical corporations don't make any money because vitamin D is cheap. I don't know how many more times I can explain that this entire Wuhan hoax is about money. Even more than it is about controlling your life, and it is about controlling your life. But even more than that, it's about money. So the great one went in and got his vitamin D levels tested. So here's where we're at. Now, you guys know, if you've been around here for a while, you know I've been doing the intermittent fasting, which, by the way, totally went to shit yesterday. Yesterday was supposed to be a fasting day, and I think it's because I was sleep deprived. I just fucking wussed out. I was like a woman. It's like a fat woman. It's like, I can't stop eating. I was one of those pieces of shit. I didn't like stuff my face, but I ate like a couple of, probably like a cup of nuts. God, cup of nuts. Great one. I thought you said you're not a faggot. You're eating, nah, not those kind of nuts. I ate all healthy shit. I ate all keto shit. Okay. But still, I had like a cup of nuts. I had a can of tuna. I got this other stuff. I got to pimp it. I don't have time right now. Again, Jack Spearco fucking recommended it. And I bought this. It's this mackerel. Oh my God. It is fucking delicious. It's $4 a tin. It's expensive, but oh my God, is it good, man. You will, whew, I gotta pimp this on an upcoming episode. It's so good. So I ate one of those. I ate some nuts. I ate a little bit of cheese, but I ate food when I was supposed to be fasting, and I ate like little bits over the day. I think it was just because I was sleep deprived. But so, you know, I've been fasting. I've been severely reducing my carb intake, not completely, but reducing it. Of course, I've been exercising. And then after starting on this book, I started upping my vitamin D level to the 30,000 IUs. And so I've been doing the 30,000 IUs of vitamin D for probably about 6 weeks. maybe eight weeks tops, I think. Now, also remember, none of this, and this is another reason to read the books, none of this operates in a vacuum. If you're doing high-dose vitamin D, you also need to be getting in other shit like K2, which is covered in the other book, the vitamin D. Anyhow, okay, it's not just vitamin D, because again, it's, God, I hate having, they've ruined the word. It's so, like so many words that the fucking left has ruined. Well, actually, it's more women that have ruined it than the left. Holistic. I mean, again, it's not like the vaccine. You just get the vaccine and it's a miracle. Vitamin D by itself is not a fucking miracle. There needs to be other things, right? The other things in your blood chemistry have to be at the proper levels in conjunction with the vitamin D in order for your body to utilize the vitamin D to do the things it wants to do, like maintain a healthy immune system so you don't have to give money to the pharmaceutical corporations for a fucking untested vaccine that's going to, I guarantee, give some people neurological damage. Right? So among those things, and there's more, but among the things that need to be in the right balance also is your vitamin B12 and your vitamin K, your vitamin K2, and your zinc. So anyhow, I went in to get my vitamin D tested while I was there. I'm saying, well, let me get my vitamin B12 tested and my zinc tested. So here's where we are. Vitamin B12, the reference interval, which is the government, what the government called, what the government / pharmaceutical corporations called normal. The reference level for vitamin B12 is 232 to 1,245. My vitamin B12 level is 1,632. There's a big flag here that says my levels are high. Your zinc level, and by the way, just in case you're wondering, I'm not dead. I'm perfectly alive. Okay? Well, it's a conspiracy theory. I'm still alive. This is not a conspiracy. Zinc level, the normal levels is 56 to 134. My zinc level is 141. The big flag that says high. Vitamin D level. Remember, according to the government, the healthy level of vitamin D is 30 to 100 nanograms per milliliter. My vitamin D level is 180.4 nanograms per milliliter. And by God, number one, I'm still alive. And number two, I ain't got a fucking Wuhan virus. And number three, as those of you listening by, I haven't been sick in years. It's been years since I've had a flu, and I've never gotten vaccinated. Let me be clear about something. Let me be very, very clear about this, okay? According to the government, according to the state, according to the pharmaceutical corporations, according to the people who are telling you the vaccine is safe, okay? According to them, the toxic level, you can look this up on the interwebs, I just did, the toxic level of vitamin D is 150 nanograms per milliliter. I have 180 nanograms per milliliter of vitamin D in my blood. According to these same people who are telling you the vaccine is safe, I am dead. I am right now, I am dead, according to the FDA, the government, and the pharmaceutical corporations. I am dead. Right now, I'm dead. These people are telling you the vaccine is perfectly safe. Question is, how fucking stupid are you going to be?